So for the Business Cornwall website, we've got a series of three podcasts coming up now featuring Truro. We're going to be looking over the next 3 weeks at Truro, its prospects, what's happening there. And we're starting with the centre of Truro. And to help us look at what's going on is Neil Scott, the Business Improvement District Manager for Totally Truro. Neil, just tell me about, a lot of people have noticed some closed shops around. Just tell me about what's happening here.
Sure. You're right. We need to look at the city centre. Yes, of course, a empty shop is very visible, but I think what we should do is look behind the scenes there and see what's actually happening there. And I think there's four key development projects I'd like to talk to you about today as well, and they're four very visible units. The first one is the old telecom unit in Kalenic Street, which has been empty for years and looking really ugly as well. And there's some really interesting development in there as well. It's going to be three businesses in there. So we're going to see a Greek taverna on the ground floor. We've already got TR1, a brand new gym, opened up on the first floor. And we've got a children's creche and a safe play area opened up on the ground floor as well. So great to see some new innovative business in that area of the city as well. Then we move on to River Street and two key units within River Street. One is the unit next to the museum, which has had a checkered history of different restaurants over the years. Really exciting project there. And I was in the building 2 days ago. What we're seeing is Truro Arts are moving into there, rebranding as Cornwall Arts, and they're going to move their art supplies shop but open up a brand new cafe, and they're also running the museum cafe, so they're going to really bring that centre of Truro to life. And if you imagine the amount of people who get off the park and ride bus outside there every day, it's a big deal. Just a little bit further down the road is Casafina, a big, very visible business as well that would close down last year. We're seeing white stuff moving across the road from there into that unit, so there's a big expansion and a big refit going on in there as well. And then the final one, very exciting project, right in the middle of Truro in Boscawen Street, is the QS store, whose lease has come to an end. We're seeing a really new concept going in there. We'll have Viella and Country Casuals on the ground floor and Austin Reed on the first floor. So some big investment on some really big visible units within Truro. I think it's really exciting.
And there's been talk for a long time about what's happening to what was Carrick District Council offices. What's the latest on that area?
I think the latest is that people are still talking about what's going to happen at the Carrick District Council offices. I don't think it's a secret at all that Cornwall Council are looking at all of their assets and looking at all of the way of generating income. At the moment, as far as I'm aware, those offices are full of people working very hard every day. I'm sure with time something will come along there as well, and that's the space where Truro could, the city centre could look to be expanding in the future, but nothing imminent.
And I suppose important for the Business Improvement District is, I hate to mention Christmas, but run up to Christmas after summer, you know, things like the City of Lights and all those sort of things.
Yeah. Hey, don't be shy of mentioning Christmas. We deal with aspects of Christmas every day. This example, this week we've been looking at working with the Rotary Club for a Santa fun run on one of the Saturdays in Christmas. City of Lights planning is well underway, and we were talking about the programme of different events and activities. So this Christmas will be bigger and better than ever. Absolutely.